around with just a cable to keep her safe.
I can't do it,
she said again, trying to project her voice.
Hun, if you can walk drunk over cobblestones in your vintage Jimmy Choo's, then you sure as hell can walk this. Eyes up, chop chop, you're holding everyone up.
Natasha looked back down, trepidatiously at her own feet, trying to focus on her trainers and not the gaping chasm beneath them. She willed her legs to walk, but as if prodded by the devil's imp, her gaze went straight to the drop. The pinecone-speckled ground seemed to rise up and then fall again. With a whimper, she dropped into a straddled half-crouch, ungainly, undignified, uncomfortable. Her thigh muscles began to burn. The aerial walkway swayed again as Sarah, behind her, took another step closer. They were supposed to keep 3 stepping stones clear of the person in front at all times. That was what the guy who'd harnessed them up had said. Was she the only one who'd been listening? Had the rest all been distracted by Hell's dirty dancing behind his back?
Come on, Nats, Sarah called from behind her. Get a shift on. It's chilly when you stop. I...
Natasha hesitated, trying to stand tall again, but her body felt set in concrete.
I'm really stuck.
Nat, sir, Hells called again. Just think of the margaritas we'll have after this.
That was easy for her to say, from the safety of the solid platform encircling the tree trunk. Natasha eyed it desperately. There were 13 steps between there and where she had stopped. Why had she stopped? If she had just kept on moving, she'd be there already, and everything would be fine. The problems always started when her brain engaged. Voices began to heckle and shout from further back in the line.
What's the problem? Get a move on!
She was creating a logjam. The cable system meant no one could overtake on the walkways, and she could only be unclipped at one of the platforms. For as long as she was stuck, they were too.
I can't,
she whispered, knowing no one could hear. She dropped her head, realizing she was shaking. She couldn't go back, but nor could she go forward. She was suspended in midair. Just waiting to fall.
Hey!
The shout intruded past the fog that had descended upon her. She looked down to see the instructor who had buckled them up and given them their safety briefing, taking the pre-mixed passion fruit martini can from Hells's hands, staring up at her. His hands were on his hips.
Are you okay?
Can't you get it to shift on?
Someone shouted further back. She shook her head.
I can't move.
She couldn't even project her voice.
She's been like that for 5 minutes now,
someone else pitched in. The man blinked for a moment, taking in her awkwardly crouched posture across the 2 stepping stones. No one would willingly hold themselves in that humiliating, frankly painful position.
Okay, I'll come up.
She watched him, daring only to swivel her eyes as he climbed the ladder to the platform on the tree ahead of her. Within moments, he was standing beside Helena, who said something to him that made him nod. Natasha gasped as the walkway tautened beneath his weight as he stepped out, walking casually towards her like he was in the pub.
Nuts, is it?
She nodded.
Are you feeling okay? Are you unwell?
He asked, stopping in front of her. Natasha, still in her half-crouch, looked up at him.
You haven't clipped on,
she whispered in disbelief, gripping the cable even more tightly. He might die at any moment.
Oh, shit!